We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
And a good Thursday afternoon. Hello. Pay attention to the weather here. We are weather aware here on the Dana and Parks program. What did you say the current temperature was, Rebecca?
84.
Yep. That was the anticipated and predicted high today. 78 tomorrow, 63 on Saturday.
Oh, yeah.
That doesn't sound bad, does it?
It sounds delightful.
66 or 5 on Sunday, 65 Monday. We're into the 60s and 70s all next week, and then back into the 80s a weekend away from next. So all next week in the 60s and 70s. That is finally some spring. Yes, please. Yes, please. A couple of stories here just to get out of the way, then we'll move on to some other stuff. President Joe Biden today welcoming Swedish Prime Minister Magdalena Andersson and Finnish President, I can't pronounce it, to the White House to discuss their historic bids to join NATO. All three leaders calling for a swift acceptance of their applications amid resistance from Turkey's President Erdogan, who announced today that his country will oppose Finland and Sweden joining the alliance. By the way, I believe there are 32, if I'm not mistaken, 32 nations in NATO. It requires unanimous support to get in. So there's obviously going to be a pressure campaign on Turkey to get their act together and get in line. Finland and Sweden's move to join the alliance also welcomed by the NATO Secretary General, who said Wednesday the nations are their closest partners.
Currently, there are 30 members of NATO.
30, okay.
Three aspiring members.
So Finland, Sweden, did they say who the was it Ukraine, the third one?
I don't know.
Okay. All right. And then an update on the Texas murderer who has escaped. A convicted murderer who escaped from a prison transport bus in Texas last week not only got out of his restraints, got out of a cage before stabbing the driver. He is still on the run. Gonzalo Lopez broke out a week ago. He was serving a life sentence being transported to a medical appointment on May 12th in a caged area of the bus. Read that like on, what the hell was that movie we were referencing the other day?
Con Air.
Con Air, yes. Kind of like on Con Air when they were transporting them on that. As Lopez was being transported, he somehow freed himself not only from his hand restraints, but also his leg restraints, cut through the expanded metal of the cage and crawled out the bottom where he attacked the driver.
Okay, how was he able to do this?
I don't know. I have no idea. He is still on the run, convicted in a 2006 killing on the Texas-Mexico border.
He was very determined to get out.
Wow.
Okay.
Also, why is there a space on the bottom of the cage if the idea is to
right?
cage them in? Wouldn't you make the cage go to the floor?
In case of a fire? Like, you have to have a way to get out.
A water emergency?
Yeah.
Well, he's handcuffed.
On a bus?
I mean, if it goes over a bridge.
Eh. Story here out of St. Louis. The assistant police chief for the St. Louis Police Department will retire at the end of this week after settling a discrimination lawsuit against the city. This is according to a confidential settlement filed on Monday. This story, by the way, is from the St. Louis Post-Dispatch. Lieutenant Colonel Lawrence O'Toole claimed in a federal lawsuit that he was passed over for the position of chief in 2017 because of his race. He will receive just under $162,000 for the city for damages and back pay. As part of the settlement, he agreed to retire on Saturday, withdraw his application to be the city's next police chief, release the city of any other claims of wrongdoing, and not seek employment with the city again.
We have to talk about this.
Should point out that Lieutenant Colonel Lawrence O'Toole, who filed a federal lawsuit claiming he was passed over because of his race, is white.
So where do you want to begin with this? Why don't you go first and I'll just sit here?
He may have a legitimate claim. He might have been passed over because of his color. I don't know. I have no idea. What I do know is the city wanted him to go away quickly. And they gave him $162,000 to go away.
One of only two finalists for police chief settled this lawsuit. There were two finalists. If he is claiming that he was passed over completely because he was white, that says to me that the candidate that they went with was Asian, black, Hispanic.
He was black.
Okay.
If I had to guess, there is some kind of record somewhere that the hiring process offered a little bit too much detail about why they were going with the other guy. And that is why the city was so quick to pay out.
Okay. I don't want to talk about this.
Why? Because it makes you uncomfortable?
Because we are about to go through the exact same thing in Kansas City.
Mm-hmm. We are.
You want me to say what everyone's thinking?
Sure.
I'll say it. I don't want to say it. You say it.
All right. You are strongly of the opinion that the next police chief of Kansas City, Missouri is going to be a black person.
There is no question the next chief here will be a black man or a black woman, period.
I would be.
Part of the strife over the last year or two has been the prior administration's handling and dealing and outreach with the black community. Is it illegal to hire someone that is the most qualified for a job who also happens to be black when a lot of the issues our city faces when it comes to the police department anyway happen in the urban core where there are a lot of African-American people who live there that want to work in community groups and want to bridge the gap between the police department and the communities? When I read this story, I thought, I'm sure St. Louis hired and wanted a black police chief. We're going to do the same thing here.
Can only a black chief bridge the apparent gap?
Scott, I have said since day one, I don't think it has to do with the chief. We have had black chiefs.
Yes, we have.
We've had a lot of them.
Daryl Forte, the current sheriff of Jackson County, was once the police chief. That is right.
We've had black chiefs. We've had white chiefs. Murder rate is always way up here. Except in 2017, that was an anomaly year. A good anomaly, but an anomaly.
Yeah. The police chief is gets a lot of the credit when things are going well and takes all the blame when things are going poorly. And let's be honest, when it comes to the murder rate, nobody really knows why it's going up in Kansas City or why it's going up nationwide. A trend, I would remind you, that started 2.5 years ago, the beginning of 2020.
Well, around May, but yeah.
Okay.
This particular candidate also had, some headline issues in the news about handling certain things. And so I...
I'll read it. Lawrence O'Toole... who's a guy that they settled with, who had filed the lawsuit. He was the acting police chief in 2017 when former police officer Jason Stockley was found not guilty of murder, setting off protests in St. Louis City and County. Stockley was a white officer who had shot a black man. On one night of protests after the acquittal, police surrounded more than 100 people in a controversial maneuver called kettling and arrested them for failing to disperse. Some of those arrested, including a Post-Dispatch reporter, accused officers of beating and pepper spraying them when they were on the ground. On the same night, several city officers beat another officer, Luther Hall, who was working undercover.
So, because of these issues over the last couple of years, would it not be feasible to say that he is maybe not the best person to lead this city, not because he's white, but because there were these issues with the protests? And also recruitment, Scott, they are so trying desperately to recruit a diverse police force that mirrors the community that they serve. And so I can certainly see in St. Louis, after all of the issues they've had there, they want someone in that position who is black.
Well, why not?
But why can't they just not hire O'Toole because he didn't handle the protests well? Not because you're white.
Well, and you know, this was a settlement. This did not go to trial. So we don't know what evidence he may have had that they did not hire him because he was white. And we don't know what evidence the city had that would suggest we didn't do anything wrong. Now, you have made the contention, and I think most people would agree with you, that the city of Kansas City, Missouri, which is currently in the search for a new police chief since Rick Smith left, is highly expected to pick a black person, male or female, we have no idea, to lead the department.
I cannot imagine that decision going any other way.
Then why not just say it?
Well, because apparently, when I used to work in television, you knew in certain markets when there was an opening who they were looking for. And this is how they would word the application. We are currently looking for an energetic, dynamic reporter and news anchor to complement our male anchor we already have. Wink, wink.
I mean, if Laura Moritz...
We want a woman. And everyone knows that. I'm not going to apply for that job because it's a man who just vacated. They're probably not going to hire two women. And they would word it that way in the application. If that is not illegal, why is this a lawsuit?
576-7798. 576-7798. Dana Wright, Sam Stevie III. My name is Scott Parks here on KMBZ. All right, welcome back. We're talking about this settlement in St. Louis where an assistant police chief, Lieutenant Colonel Lawrence O'Toole, will be retiring or leaving his position on Saturday after settling with the city for $162,000. He also can never seek employment with the city again as part of the terms. His lawsuit stems from him being passed over for the position of police chief. And Colonel O'Toole argues that it is because of one simple reason. St. Louis was hell-bent on hiring a black police chief, and he is white. 576-7798. James in Kansas City. James, hello.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
Yeah, thank you.
I was curious to get your thoughts because I'm kind of seeing a problem, like a philosophical problem almost, where we don't want to hire, we can't not hire people because of what they look like, but we're almost incentivizing hiring people because of what they look like. And specifically, like, I think it was Dana talking about the police chief in Kansas City almost certainly being black the next go-around because they want to mirror the demographic of the community, right? Well, what I was telling the screener is, what if it was like Michael Jordan's kid or Colin Powell's kid? He checks a certain box, but he doesn't check any of the rest of the boxes, right? So you can say, Sure. Well, he kind of looks like us. So is that good enough?
In this case, you would have one career law enforcement officer up for the job who is white and one career law enforcement officer up for the job who is black. So let's say everything else is equal between those two candidates. Would not be the same with Colin Powell's son or Michael Jordan's son. These are two candidates with essentially the same qualifications. He's saying the only reason they didn't hire him is because he's white.
But I can't remember, maybe it was Sam or maybe Scott that said this, for them to settle so quickly makes you think that it was pretty obvious or there was something in writing for them to come out where they cooked their own egg, right? Because why would they settle so quickly on something that would be almost impossible to prove otherwise?
Yeah, unless there's an email that says we really, really are strongly urging. Okay, we see this all the time. We are strongly urging minority candidates to apply.
Right.
How is this different?
Well, I don't think, and I'm trying to find out if it's required by law.
Is it discrimination to say we are strongly urging minority candidates to apply? We see that all the time.
I don't think that is, because any company CEO would tell you we want more diversity in. And so if we encourage people who are of a minority class to apply for this job, how is that discriminatory? We're not saying, hey, if you apply and you're a minority, you're guaranteed to get a job, or you're more likely to get a job than somebody who is not a minority. What we're just simply saying is we're encouraging people who are minorities to apply for the job because we want to be as diverse as possible. There's an easy way to walk that one out. Jim in KCK. Jim, hello.
Hi. I was curious first, before I made a comment, when you were talking about it, Dana kind of gave a, she didn't want to talk about that. Was it because of the race issue or because you think he was wrong?
Partly because of the race issue and partly because I think we're about to see a similar scenario play out here.
Right. But when Scott was talking a second ago, he was saying it's not racist to say we're encouraging people of color to apply. But oh my God, would it be racist if you said we're encouraging people that are white to apply?
No, but that's assumed.
It's not going to be pretty soon. And if you hired a white man to be the police chief of Leawood, and a black man applied too, and he was just as qualified, and you said, well, he kind of fits the demographics better, you'd be in a lawsuit for that.
I don't know. There's a new black police chief in Prairie Village. He's been there for years as an officer for years, and they just named him chief.
Right.
I see what you're saying. If it's going to fit the demographic, if you are in a predominantly white city, do you always have to have a white chief? I would say no.
Any more than, let's keep in mind, Kansas City, Missouri is still a predominantly white city.
Mention what you're reading on the text line, Sam, because a ton of people are writing in with this same thing.
How is this any different than the president of the United States saying, I will nominate a black woman
for the Supreme Court.
So it's a legitimate argument. I would, before we get too political,
that was long overdue.
But let us be fair. This has happened before. Ronald Reagan in the 80s said he was only going to
hire a woman,
appoint a woman to the U.S. Supreme Court. Hence, Sandra Day O'Connor.
The same argument, though. Gender is a protected class.
So is race.
Is it different because it's appointed and not? No, because in St. Louis, it's appointed. Don't they appoint the chief in St. Louis?
Yes. The city council would
appoint the same way the president appointed.
And she was confirmed by the Senate.
Now, Justice Brown.
Maybe through the Senate confirmation, you get around that, because I've only nominated her. I didn't hire her. Maybe you could get away with it. But who are you going to sue? You can't sue the federal government. 576-7798. Quick break for the news here on Dana and Parks.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, we're going to take one more on this and then move into some other stuff. Muhammad in Kansas City. Muhammad, good afternoon and hello.
Good afternoon. How you guys doing?
We're doing
good.
Well.
Well, I was just wondering, wherever you apply for whichever job, till how long will we keep asking these questions, like, are you white, black, Hispanic, this or that? Why not just the education and your qualification for that job? Because I feel like that it starts with the, you know, thing of racism, you know, even when you're supporting the minorities, you know. This is America. It's not like some third world country, you know. It's a land of opportunities, and everybody is, you know, free and equal.
Yeah.
Why we have color?
Muhammad, I even wonder when I'm filling out my pre-forms for the doctor, they ask all of that demographic stuff. And I've wondered why. Why do you care when I'm going to see an allergist if I'm white, black, Native American?
Good point.
They ask this on all kinds of forums. I don't know why they need to know or who's keeping data or if it's where that data even goes, Scott.
I mean, if it's a doctor, it's still understandable, because if somebody is from some part of the world, maybe they have some, you know, like special type of viruses or whatever, or antibodies or whatever. But for the job, you know, that's...
Well,
that's,
but wait, how would that be explained solely by asking about your race? I mean, there are black people in England. There are white people in Africa. There are white people in East Asia.
Yeah, I'm not supporting that. I do not support this at all as far as the job go, you know. You got a degree in journalism from KU. And if I got it from, you know, Lahore, Pakistan, it doesn't matter whatever I look like. If I can do the job, I can do the job, you know.
All right, Muhammad. Glad we got you in, my friend. Do appreciate you wrapping us up. A story that was in the bottom of the hour news, and here it is from ABC News. Countries in Europe and North America continuing to report more cases of monkeypox.
Oh, for the love. I'm in no mood for monkeypox.
But experts say, is there a day you're normally in the mood for monkeypox?
You know what?
Or is it just today?
What is it and why is it here?
Experts say the disease so far does not pose a serious risk to the public. Well, that sounds familiar from about 2.5 years ago. At least 17 infections of the rare disease have been confirmed in non-endemic areas such as the United States.
Wow.
The United Kingdom, Portugal.
Oh, God, don't Google it.
Sweden and Italy. Let me see.
How is that not threatening to us?
That's pretty gross.
Oh, God, it looks like you got peanut M&Ms under your skin.
Okay. And dozens of possible cases are under investigation in other countries like Canada and Spain.
Oh, God.
Most cases occur when people encounter infected animals in countries where the virus is endemic, typically Central and Western Africa. None of the 8 cases in the UK had travel history, and they did not contact with the patient who had visited Nigeria, which makes them think it's spreading.
Some infections confirmed in the UK have, quote, no travel links to a place where monkeypox is regularly found, which is where? Europe, Central, West Africa.
Yep.
Not known to spread easily between humans.
Sure.
Oh, God. Good Lord.
Did they cook up a new monkeypox in the lab?
I
In 2003, we had several cases in the U.S. It was like 70 people got infected, and it came from prairie dogs.
Prairie dogs?
What? Okay. How?
Novel monkeypox.
They scratch you or bite you.
I don't know.
I don't know. How would one get close to a prairie dog to be scratched or bitten? I guess is what I'm asking.
Walk through the prairie?
Really?
I don't know. Do I look like I hang out with prairie dogs?
Listen to this. Monkeypox is named for the animal in which it was discovered, of course. The disease cropped up in 1958 among monkeys kept for research, according to the CDC, more than a decade before the first human case was identified in the Congo. Mass vaccination against smallpox presumably curbed monkeypox for a long time among humans. When was the mass smallpox vaccinations? 40s, 50s, right?
Yeah, 40s, 60s. I think.
But cases have resurged, thanks in part to a lack of immunity in later generations.
It does transmit through large droplets, so it doesn't travel very far, they're saying. It also can transmit through contact with lesions or touching someone with...
If I see someone walking up to me that looks like what I just Google imaged, which, by the way, do not do that, I'm running the other way. You would not come in contact with that lesion. You would see that and be like, someone call the CDC. We got some monkeypox over here.
It is very distinct.
You're not going to pass someone in the grocery store and, like, rub up against them. You're going to see them coming from, like, 50 yards away and run.
Experts say it is not something you get without very close, intimate contact.
Well, I'm certainly not going to sleep with anyone who looks like they have an entire semi-truck of peanut M&Ms under their skin.
It doesn't appear to be a very fatal disease. You get a flu-like
one
symptoms.
In 10. This says one in 10, well, in the Congo Basin.
Okay.
One in 10 died.
Two different strains. One is more deadly than the other. The one that is currently spreading is less deadly.
Okay. Normally fever, headache, fatigue, and muscle ache. So it's basically like having the flu.
Sign me up for the vaccine.
Is there one?
Yes.
No. The last smallpox vaccine was given in the 70s.
Okay.
Do not Google image monkeypox.
It's pretty gross.
Or do.
It's pretty gross. It's gross. Story here from Overland Park from Channel 5. It is almost time to be poolside, and while there are still some lifeguard shortages across the metro, some pools are finally getting the help that they need. The city of Overland Park is one of the communities that has had to navigate ongoing staffing shortages. They believe they have found a balance. They are going to open 3 of their 5 outdoor pools this summer.
Oh, good.
So 2 of the outdoor pools, I guess, are going to be closed. Young's Pool, Stonegate Outdoor Pool, and Tomahawk Ridge Aquatic Center. All of them will open on May 29th. Okay. Blue Jacket Outdoor Pool on Bond Street will be closed, and the Marty Pool on Concert is being permanently discommissioned. One reason is that they are the most accessible to lifeguards they already have.
Okay.
So lifeguard shortage in Overland Park, and only 3 of the 5 city pools will be opening this year. And if you watch soaps, General Hospital star Kelly Monaco lost her L.A. house in a massive fire that was started after somebody flicked a cigarette into a neighbor's yard.
Oh, no.
Monaco telling TMZ that she was sleeping at her Sherman Oaks, California home when she awoke to find a raging fire in her backyard where the blaze was right up against her windows. The fire quickly engulfed her home. She left and was able to escape unharmed. Law enforcement reviewing security footage, they were able to determine that the fire was started after someone tossed the butt of a cigarette into an empty lot next door to her house.
If you are able to track down where the flicked, disgusting cigarette went, is that person responsible, liable, charged?
What would the crime be? It wasn't arson. It wasn't intentional.
Oh, man.
Littering.
Super careless.
Careless smoking is
arsenic
not a crime.
Littering.
arsenic? Is that what you just said?
Not like the poison, like the fire.
576-7798. Sam Stevie the Third. She is Dana Wright. My name is Scott Parks here on KMBZ. All right, story here from CNN. Just as we wrap up the show tonight, a couple of stories to bring to your attention. The U.S. Department of Energy announcing a massive investment in direct air carbon removal projects in hopes of kickstarting an industry that energy experts say is critical to get the country's planet warming emissions under control. Direct air carbon removal projects would act like giant vacuum cleaners that would suck carbon dioxide out of the air and lock it away. They would use chemicals to remove the gas from the air and then store it in rocks deep underground or put it to use in materials like concrete. Huh. Nature can do this on its own, though, with forests and oceans. They all suck carbon out of the atmosphere, but not nearly fast enough to keep pace with human fossil fuel emission. Experts telling CNN these giant carbon-removing machines would be the next frontier to bring down carbon dioxide levels. Okay. Very, very interesting. I understand we do have an Amber Alert coming into the radio station. Yeah. Okay, we'll keep you posted on that as soon as it comes in.
We are also awaiting from the Kansas City Police Department, and there were no injuries, but I do think the bridge is worse for the wear, finally. The Independence Avenue Bridge struck again today, the entire first hour of the show. We even talked to a civil engineer about it. It was struck right before we went on the air. We are awaiting video from the Kansas City, Missouri Police Department. I am monitoring their Twitter feed for that. There is video of the latest boom.
Was it a big ass boom?
It was.
All right. We are going to take the Amber Alert right now here on Dana and Parks. All right. I did not get to because we do
I
not
do.
Hear.
I got it right in front of me.
Okay.
This is so sad. This is the Rose Hill School District. This is near Wichita, Scott. And around 2:40, a woman walked into the daycare posing as a social worker. It turns out she is the non-custodial mother whose rights have been severed by a court. They are extremely concerned because prior to the abduction, there were threats of violence made by this woman, indicating that the child is in imminent danger.
Okay, police are looking for Danielle Banzette, 5'4", 125 pounds, blonde hair, brown eyes, 31 years old, last seen wearing a long red and white dress with glasses, driving a Chevy Tahoe or a GMC Yukon. It is black in color. We do not know the license plate. This happened in Rose Hill, Kansas.
You know, and if you're saying, well, that's near Wichita, why are you telling us this? The KBI put out the alert. He was taken at 2:40 this afternoon. That is just enough time to get from Wichita to Kansas City. We don't know that she was headed this way with the child. They are very concerned about his well-being, again, because of threats made by the mother. And also important to know that her rights as a parent were severed by a court.
And Brixton Sisk is the 5-year-old boy that they're looking for. He is wearing gray sweatpants, a green T-shirt, black shoes, and was carrying a blue blanket. So if you see what you suspect may be this vehicle, again, it is a black Chevy Tahoe or a GMC Yukon with Danielle Banzette in it and this young boy, you're strongly encouraged to call 911 or 1-800-KS-CRIME. 1-800-KS-CRIME.
Can I ask a question? Posing as a social worker.
Yeah. I have no idea
and
how
And then
this
they
happens.
Let him out the door. Oh, my
Was he at
God.
School? He was at the school's daycare. Yep.
At the school's daycare.
2:40 this afternoon, a woman entered the school's daycare, as you mentioned, Dana, posing as a social worker, gained access to Brixton, exited the school, and entered the car and drove away.
You will see this, by the way, on the Scout camera system. So if you're saying, repeat that, do that. We'll put it on our social media platforms. We'll update it as necessary. Hopefully that they are found and he's okay. But we will keep you updated as necessary.
All right. Like to always leave you with a little bit of good news. This one's out of Piper, where high school track star Grant Lockwood just set 6 school records. He's quite the track athlete. In fact, his coach says, I think he'll go to state with a chance to win at least 3 first places. And young Grant Lockwood is not only incredible on the track, where he set six school records recently, he also happens to be the valedictorian. So he's got brains to go with his incredible track skills. That is Grant Lockwood out of Piper.
Congratulations to Grant.
We got to run. Keep an eye on those scout boards. If you see the vehicle in question, make sure you called in. On behalf of our producer today, ladies and gentlemen, he is the finest man in all of these United States. Sam Stevie III, my good friend and co-host Dana Wright. I am Scott Parks, and God willing, we will see you tomorrow at 2 o'clock. Festivus Fridays tomorrow. Have a great night. Be safe, be well, and be good.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.